Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. To begin, do you or does any member on the household work on for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
no,
an advertising agency? Thank you very much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna vote.
And out of the options, is it very likely, somewhat likely?
Likely.
Somewhat or very likely?
Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. With which political party are you registered, Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Are you African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian, or Hispanic?
No, African American.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
I'm over 65.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I can't say, ma'am.
Break down
I can't
just
say.
Or based on what you see, or what you've heard, based on what you've seen or what you've heard, do you think it's going in the right direction or in the wrong track?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on now. A lot of stuff going on, crazy stuff.
So where would you lean if you would? If you were to say if things in Miami-Dade are going in the right direction or have gotten on the wrong track?
Yes. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff going on now, and I just can't pinpoint it because...
So wrong track.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Corruption in local government, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, housing and property insurance costs,
price housing, it's a lot of corruption going on, especially with the housing. For the black people, it's a lot of bad stuff going on for the black people. It is.
Oh.
And it's a lot of that going on right now.
Thank you. But I have a few more options here. You might change your mind. The next one after housing and property insurance costs was the crime in neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, or traffic and congestion. So what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better?
Housing.
Is it always the housing?
Housing for the black people.
Thank you.
It's terrible.
Now,
it's terrible around here with that.
Thank you. Now, although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Or definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Okay, the Democrat candidate I vote for, because I'm Democrat.
So is it lean lightly to the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Democratic candidate?
I vote for the Democrat candidate.
So that is definitely or just probably?
No, that's definitely.
Definitely, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know. The first one is Raquel Regalado.
I don't know him.
Thank you. The next one is Cindy Lerner.
Don't know.
Never heard of her?
No.
And the last one is Richard Prashnick.
Never heard of him either.
Thank you. Now, you will be now asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levine Cava, Manny Smith.
That's the one. No, no, that's the one I vote for. The lady.
Daniela Levine.
Yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Yes, I vote for her. That's my pick.
So is that a definite?
Yep.
Definitely. Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnick?
I don't know about them.
Oh, but if you had to choose right now, for whom would you vote?
But one of the Democrats, if it's a Democrat, I'm going to vote for it.
Okay, so
if it's a Democrat, I'm vote.
So do you know which one is a Democrat?
Which one? No, I don't know. It's just I don't know.
Thank you. Now, once again, the survey is asking me to ask you, if you had to choose today, which candidate would you lean towards? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnick?
Well, if I am one of a Democrat, I select. I am one Democrat. I'm not Republican, I'm Democrat. I'm going all with Democrat.
Okay, well, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Well, I don't know, you know, because it's politics or something else. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of crooks out there now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's a lot of crooks out there. So I don't know, you know, because politics is something else.
Thank you. Because
if you vote for somebody and that person failed, and then what? I shouldn't have voted for him.
Thank you. Now on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure in Miami-Dade County voters and will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I can't say. I can't say right now because,
But as it stands right now, what would you vote for? In yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yeah, I'm favor. It sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So is it probably vote yes in favor or definitely vote yes in favor?
Yes. I vote for it. Yes,
definitely,
I would.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. Now, I am going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just let me know. The first one is...
Is he Democrat or is he Republican?
Well, maybe if we go through the items, we'll find out.
Yeah, I want to know if he's Democrat or Republican. That's all I want to know.
Thank you. Well, going through the items, we'll find out. Now, as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Knowing this, hearing about this, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
Most likely. I don't know if he's Democrat or Republican. I don't know. So I can't, okay, because you tell me these questions, I can't, I want to know if he's Democrat or he's Republican. That's all I'm trying to find out. Because whoever Democrat, that's who I'm going to vote for. I'm not on the Republican side, period, about nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm straight Democrat. Ain't nobody going to change my mind neither about nothing.
All right, then, sir. Well, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day.
All right.